وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect me and you from any harm. There are so many talks and articles about rewards for reciting certain surahs of the Quran. And many of these articles and talks are fabricated. They are using fabricated hadith to show some virtue of reciting a certain surah. I'm looking at a website here that says a reward for every single surah in the Quran. For example, recite Surah Hud for forgiveness of sin on the Day of Judgment. Recite Surah Ibrahim against poverty, insanity. Recite Surah Maryam for house blessing and protection from thieves. Recite Surah An-Nur to protect during the night and prevent bad dreams. Recite Surah Al-Ankabut to bring joy and happiness to your life. All these rewards for every single surah in the Quran. My dear brothers and sisters, these are all fabricated. All these rewards are man-made. No one can tell us the reward of reciting a surah except Allah Azza wa Jal or His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to make up a hadith about the benefits and the rewards of any surah in the Quran without an evidence from the authentic hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, whomsoever say something about me that I did not say, let him take his place in the hellfire. So this is a very dangerous matter. So I decided to make this short video, inshallah ta'ala, to explain that there are some surahs in the Quran that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that they have special reward if we recite them. What are these surahs? We will find out today, inshallah. First, we have to remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that reciting the Quran in general is very rewarding. Anything in the Quran is very rewarding. But to specify a reward, this is where our problem is. Rasulullah ﷺ told us in the hadith that we all know that every letter in the Quran, every time I recite a letter, it will give me 10 hasana. Allahu Akbar. So that is a tremendous reward. And then in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, the one who recites the Quran beautifully and smoothly, he will be in the company of the noble and obedient angels. As for the one who recites it with difficulty, stumbling through it, through its verses, he will get two rewards, subhanAllah. The reward of getting the ajr of every hasana and the reward of trying, the reward of struggling. So this is a general reward of every single verse in the Quran, every single word in the Quran. Now, what are some of the ahadith that are authentic and Rasulullah ﷺ said that this surah has a reward? We start with Al-Fatiha. Rasulullah ﷺ, in an authentic hadith, he said that this is the best surah in the Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha is the best surah in the Quran. It includes all three forms of tawheed. Believing in it, living by it, is the key of happiness in the dunya and in the akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, and as a matter of fact, one of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha is Ash-Shafiya, the one that cures. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Surah Al-Fatiha is one of those surahs that we recite for ruqya, for protection. So these are all authentic about Surah Al-Fatiha. Anything about Surah Al-Baqarah? And the answer is yes, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do not turn your homes into graveyards. Shaitan runs away from the house where Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. So reciting Surah Al-Baqarah in our house will get rid of the shayateen. And I really recommend that, if not on a daily basis, at least on a weekly basis. And if I cannot recite the Quran, make sure it's always playing in the house. In Surah Al-Baqarah, there is Ayat Al-Kursi, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom the Quran was revealed, upon whom the Quran was revealed, he said that Ayat Al-Kursi is the best ayah in the Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha, best surah. Ayat Al-Kursi is the best ayah in the Quran. In Ayat Al-Kursi, in reciting it, there's a lot of rewards. We recite it in the morning, we recite it in the evening, we recite it before we sleep, it will protect us during sleep. We recite it after every fard salat, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we do that, he said, nothing will be between us and Jannah except death, if I recite it after every single salat. In Surah Al-Baqarah, also the last two ayahs, we're supposed to recite them before we sleep. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if we do that, it will suffice us. What does suffice us mean? I gave a whole talk about it. It will mean, one of the meanings, it suffices us from getting up for Qiyam. It suffices us from reading Quran that night. It suffices us from, or protect us from all the shayateen while we are sleeping. So these are all in Surah Al-Baqarah. Anything for Surah Ali Imran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, read the two radiant surahs, Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran, because they will come on the day of judgment as two clouds or two shades, and they will protect the person on the day of judgment. So reciting Surah Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran will come as a protection on the day of judgment. Then we will jump all the way to Surah Al-Isra, or another name for Surah Al-Isra, Surah Bani Israel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an authentic hadith, he said, which is in Tirmidhi, he said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not sleep until he recite Bani Israel and Surah Al-Zumar. Al-Zumar. Those two surahs, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite them before he sleeps. Then we go to Surah Al-Kahf. We all know that Rasulullah ﷺ told us that if we recite the surah on Friday, light will shine brightly for the person who recited it till the next Friday. He will have nur, he will have guidance till the next Friday. So if we do it every single Friday, inshallah, we will have that nur always in our life. Another benefit or reward of Surah Al-Kahf is memorizing the first 10 verses. Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, if anyone memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, he will be protected from the Dajjal. From the Dajjal. Now, Surah Al-Fath, Rasulullah ﷺ, he said about the first two ayah, he said, on me has descended a verse that is dearer to me than the whole world. Those two first ayah, inna fatahna laka fathan mubina, all the way till the next, to the end of the next ayah, those are the most dear ayat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have Surah Al-Mulk. Surah Al-Mulk, there are hadith about reading it at night, and it will protect from the punishment of the, or from the fitna of the trial of the grave. Surah Al-Kafirun, all the way to Surah Al-Kafirun, look how many surahs we are skipping. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that about Surah Al-Kafirun, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ is equal to third of the Qur'an, and Surah Al-Kafirun is equal, reciting it, to fourth of the Qur'an. Reciting it is equal to quarter, as if I recited quarter of the Quran. This hadith is authentic. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us to recite it before we go to sleep. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, we recite it before we go to sleep, it will declare us that we are free from shirk. Both these hadith about the virtue of Surah Al-Kafirun is authentic. Surah Al-Ikhlas. Surah Al-Ikhlas, we all know, like we mentioned before, it is equal to third of the Quran. Surah Al-Ikhlas, reciting it as if I recited a third of the Quran, and we recited before we sleep with قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And there's a hadith which some of the scholars said it's authentic, that reciting it 10 times will make us or will build us a house in Jannah. And then we have the last two surahs, Al-Falaq wa Nas, which we mentioned, that we recite them three times in the قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ الْفَلَقِ and the Nas, three times in the morning, three times in the evening. And we put our hands, blow on them, and we recite them three times also before we sleep, and we wipe as much as we can off our body. And we also recite those three surahs for any kind of ruqya, just like also we recite the Fatiha and we recite Ayat al-Kursi. So, my brothers and sisters, these are the surahs in the Quran that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there is reward in reciting them. Anything else, anyone who comes and says, oh, if you recite surah this, you will get that, we will tell him, what's your evidence? Where did you get this from? This is very dangerous, my brothers and sisters, even to spread. Be careful, sometimes we get a video on social media and we immediately start forwarding it. We think that we are doing something good, but we have to make sure and double check and clarify that this hadith or this reward is authentic, and then we can forward it. But be careful to forward stuff that is not authentic and it is attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah make the Quran the spring of our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran intercede for us on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds our best deeds and our last words la ilaha illallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.